You dig? You know, and I've been kind of just really trying to be to myself and trying to figure shit out. So I've been thinking about a couple things. You dig? Loving my compliments. Be careful what you pray for, cause this shit come with consequence. I feel like I'm ballin', I ain't passing the rock and shit. Can tell a nigga cocky, but she killin' my cock and shit. Look at my accomplishments, take a look at how far we been. When I wake, I praise the Lord, so I'm just thanking my God and shit. The must agree the natives, man, I think I might cop this shit. They cost about 800, but I think I'm a cop. But what's the deal, what's the problem? That's a bet we could solve. I know some niggas in the game that have you cut like a barber.
Are you fucking few to the world's motherfucking greatest fucking podcast in the
fucking
world. I don't know why I like curse words so much. I really like saying curse words.
I think they're awesome, honestly. Like, especially fuck, if you can use them right.
Like, fuck is my favorite word.
I love an old person that can curse.
You know how, like, Too Short's favorite word is bitch? Oh, what's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, I say it like
short.
But like my favorite word is fuck. Like anytime I can say fuck, I'd be happy as fuck. Cause fuck just has a good ring to it. Mm,
and
just like
fuck do ring all.
Like tell me how many times you said fuck and haven't been like satisfied with the outcome of the sentence. And not been satisfied with the outcome of the sentence, tell me. Like, just really think about when you have to go to the word fuck.
Fuck is a really aggressive.
That's my point.
It's like the most aggressive curse.
And that's why I like it. So I was thinking about, so I tweeted the other day about I like aggressive languages. And some of my favorite languages are the Slavic joints.
Can you say that? I was about to ask. Do they like being called that?
I don't know, but isn't that what the language is? Like, isn't Slavic? I don't know.
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, so those languages, like, you know, like those Eastern European ones where it's just
very
like,
Germanic.
Yeah, language. Where it's just like,
where English comes from.
Like, yeah, honestly, because, like, think about English. English don't make sense. Like, it's a nasty language. Like, photo, PH.
First of all, that's the last
word. How did we do that? But that's my point about English. But it's like, that's the thing that about English. It's just biting from everywhere and making up things, and it's just like, all right, now take it. And I don't really like that, but that's not my point. My greater point is that I love the Slavic languages, and I think that is why I like fuck so much, because it's like an aggressive version of like one of those things, well, like a bunch of those languages. So now I'm trying to think about how we can get fuck into like everyday lexicon. I just haven't really thought about it yet, so I just wanted to bring that in because you guys seem like smart gentlemen. Maybe you guys got some ideas for me.
What do you mean by everyday lexicon?
Like, you know, I'm just gonna, like, so maybe it's not thought of as maybe a bad word.
It's too late for that, buddy.
But, like, alright, so think about
some
it.
Some centuries back then.
No. So a fag, right?
Whoa. Cigarette.
There we go. So my thing is that language, you know my big thing, language change.
I'm upset that they took that away.
You see what I'm saying? So why can't we
have this conversation last night? The R word.
Come on.
I am upset.
Alright, so what, alright, since we're here, what are some words that are banned and not like banned, but like are pretty like, you know, the streets say you can't say?
R word.
Okay. Please do not say the word. do what Boop did. Say the R word. Please.
I tried my best. I tried. Like, as soon as you said that, I was like, okay, but the F word.
Yes.
That you said earlier.
No. See, I think you can say a fag. No, but you have to say a fag.
Whoa! I'm not saying it.
Why not? I literally see the TikTok.
I'm not gonna try.
I literally see the TikTok of the Brits saying it, and you know me. I'm trying to get with my Brits. So like, I gotta start using.
But the term that we saying it and the reason it's banned ain't that reason.
But that's what I'm.
That
but no!
That definition.
Smoking a fag. Like, yeah.
Charles. We like getting that. Come on, America.
Exactly, but that's my point. You have to.
They are, though.
They really do. Them white cousins in the clubs, like in the bars, they definitely be saying that. Like when it's time to get lit,
niggas will walk up to you. I was hitting the jack one night, leaving work down DuPont.
Niggas going with the F.
Cuz walked up to me and was like, "Hey,
niggas going with the F is hilarious."
Cuz walked up to me and was like, "Hey, you got another fag?" And I was like, "Whoa, brother."
You see what I'm saying?
And I was like, whoa. No, I don't.
You see what I'm saying? Because, bro, you can't. Bro, like, yo, language is language, bro. I'm not saying that we should just be saying it all wild and crazy. But I'm just saying,
we had a good laugh with each other, though.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you wanna get off some cheeky words. And I just think that, like, there's some joints. Like, first of all, you shouldn't just be calling people the R word for any reason. Like, that's just crazy. But, like, yo, there be some type of behavior that be kind of wild sometimes. Like, not saying that it is up to their standard. But... I didn't hear what you said this time.
I didn't say anything. Nobody fails me though.
Nasty word. But I'm just saying, like,
hey yo.
Should we I'm just saying we should really consider it and think about it. Right. I don't know why it's been on my mind so much, but it's really been on my heart.
These are insults growing up, man. They took that away from us, you know. Just call it, you know, someone.
All right, what's some other shit that they took away from you? Because once again, I be watching too much.
But then the older Southern people got this joint, like it's similar to the R, but they be like, "He touched." That shit used to tickle me back in the day.
Hmm. You know one thing I be seeing now? They be like when the shorties be calling niggas sassy. Like, they can't call niggas sassy anymore. I fucks with that, though.
There's some sassy niggas out there.
Yeah, I get that, but, like, you just really, like, it's just a fake insult. It's just like, if you want to call a nigga gay, you might as well just call him gay. Like, why use...
They can't do that no more.
But that's my point, so that's what I'm saying. But now they tell them they can't use sassy, and I'm with that, too.
I didn't know sassy was banned.
Here's the thing. There's words that are banned on the internet, and then words that are like actual.
Why do they get sassy out of the pen?
Because they said that's just like the men, you know, sassy. Yeah, they were just saying it's just like a way of saying a nigga gay. You can't, and like Mook said, you can't just.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you not just be calling niggas gay as an insult is banned these days.
You can't say it on the internet.
So I'm saying, like, these.
You can't tweet a nigga and be like, "These gay niggas, and they're not really gay." Like,
yeah, like.
So if I call sassy Ramsey, which I call him all the time. Niggas will try to get me out of the way for that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what I see.
It's sassy, bro. And smoking hookah, shaking hips is just like, all right, bro. You are a sassy.
Hold on. Smoking hookah, shaking
and shaking hips.
I didn't know.
You've seen this. Like, this is a specific thing that you saw.
The shaking hips is where you got me back on.
Brother, it threw me off as well.
Like, because you know, you got the list of things that niggas, you know what, niggas can't do this. Yeah. So the smoking hookah, because you know, you're the only one who really smoked hookah, so he might
feel some. Even he hasn't smoked hookah in a while.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you can say, like, you on the hand.
On the hand, I can snap count. It's probably like 5-6 times, which is.
You got 16?
It's nothing for me.
That used to be bi-weekly.
It's March.
So, and, you know, in about like 3 months, only smoking hookah 6 times is something.
For me. Okay. As a nigga who wants to add several hookahs in his own, like.
Oh, you're right. The hookahs didn't make it to the.
Hookahs haven't seen, like, since 2021-ish.
Oh, wow. So you kick the hookah. That's good. That's good. Why? Were you tired of people making fun of you?
Got on the pony.
So when you see niggas talk about other niggas in the hookah, how do you feel? Well, as a man who sometimes partakes
hookah, you know, hey, get your jokes off.
Just can't get your jokes off. Just that simple.
But to a man's defense, he didn't do what I described.
Only shaking hips. But I mean, what the fuck?
You just enjoyed
that. Really sent y'all for a kicker, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's
what I'm saying. I've seen somebody, you know. I think it's been smoking hookahs for centuries.
Yeah, but it's...
You know what I'm saying? It's not no, it's a woman thing.
That's the most, I think, the most hilarious point. No. Hookers definitely has probably more to do with just, like...
The culture.
Like, yeah, than it has to do with, like, some man or woman type vibe.
It's a vibe, though, for the broads, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, I was actually watching some podcasts have this same discussion, and they were just like, yo, broads be like, yo, I'm not going to go to anything with damn hooping and shit. At times, it's women like that. I mean, man, you know, set up the plays, a little hooping, catch a vibe, man.
My thing is that, when is that, like, not an excuse? Like, every time I hear people, like, get into sort of certain conversations, they're like, well, the women like it, so we'll just do it because the... They're like, at what point is just like, that's just bad vibes. Like, fuck if the woman like it or bad. I'm just, not that hookah should be the line, should be the thing we draw the line at. Like, I'll do the hookah for the bros. Like, you know, it don't bother me either way. But I'm just curious, is there a certain line where niggas is like, don't play that music because the bros don't like it. Don't wear it. Like, when are niggas just like, fuck with the bros, like, I'm doing this because I like it. I'm just curious. Or is it always done for the broads?
Always for the bitches, Charles.
Okay.
You heard what your man said? He said he do it for the girls, man. He said he get fly for him, but secondly, it's for the women.
Now, once again, I'm just curious. So there's no line being drawn. That's what it is. So, you know. Right. It's a manga. Yeah, I mean, listen. I personally am of the mindset that, like, the Charles would just be with whatever, so you could do whatever, but that's just my thought process.
I'm with it, too. Like, you know, but I'm also pro do it for the women as well. I'm super do me, bro. Conform. Lady, you gonna conform.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Lady.
Women's History Month. Women's History Month.
This man said, lady, you are going to conform.
Yo, you said, play the song because the woman want it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get my shit off. My music, at least. You gonna listen to this shit. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Just fuck it.
Conform is
crazy.
But it is Women's History.
But it is. Was,
I mean, my guy pointed out. Throw it out there.
All right. So, Martin being Women's History Month, is there anything that you have in particular that you feel special about Women's History Month?
No.
What do you mean by that?
What do is anything special? Yeah. Well, you know, Black History Month. You know, people feel like something they feel special in, you know, about culture, that is that nature. Is Women's History Month, does it entice you to, like, look up certain, cause, you know, that's when people be looking up endless random black history
Month
facts.
Only for American blacks?
In February, I think the ones in Britain have it in, like, October or November or something like that.
Oh,
right. And I think maybe a few other places, but I think Black History Month is a U.S. invention. For sure.
So I mean, history? Like, the history itself, like, do we only focus on, like, the American part? Or, like, the ones that come from America? Because, like...
That's a good question. Yeah, I think that all...
Like, every time February comes around, just, like, the 1609 Project, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And it's just 1619 Project.
I believe so.
And it's just, like, the stuff of the law, and excuse me if I mispronounce your project, because I feel like you're doing great work, honestly. But, you know... There's a lot of kingdoms and things that happened before then. Kingdoms that were destroyed because of this said project that's not talked about. So that's the only reason I asked.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have a...
Like Abu Bakr II, you know what I'm saying? He sailed to America before Columbus did.
Yeah, see? What it is. More fun facts. I'm learning every day.
Black history, but... He wasn't American, though. He was also Muslim.
So I'm just curious, like, when we talk, so that's what you meant about, like, American and Black history?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think that's a legitimate question, but I don't think people are digging into the waters, personally.
Not at all. But to answer your question about Women's History Month, yeah, I feel like it should be international, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Women's Month is more international, like,
yeah,
it gets more of a global vibe, like,
definitely is.
People be talking about, like, you know.
Women from everywhere.
Yeah,
man,
we can all have women, things
of
that nature.
How long has this month been,
like,
Women's History Month?
I'm sure we can Google real quick.
I just feel like growing up, I don't recall knowing that it was Women's History. 3 months.
Maybe you weren't paying attention.
Maybe right. I wasn't.
You know, I'm gonna say you're cool now.
Mm-hmm. But lately it's feeling like, you know. But I think it's that, more of a thing now.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe isn't that.
I'm gonna say more inclusive.
Maybe a thing about like our society that, like, yeah, like Mook said, like we're more willing to care about Women's Month as a as a thing. Like we're wanting to focus on it and care about it. Maybe that's like a positive, a little good vibes.
In 1987, after being petitioned,
that's really new.
By the National Women's History Project,
1987, that's new.
Congress passed Pub L-100-9, which designated the month of March 1987 as Women's History Month.
That's all right. That's all right. It's not bad. It's not bad. So you fucking with that? Does that make you more or less vibey with the Women's History Month?
Are the women vibing with it, man?
Yeah, they do.
What they be getting off during the month, man?
What do women get off during Women's History Month?
Yeah.
I mean, I get appreciated for sure. I know certain, like for instance, in D.C. this month, I know a lot of places are just having female DJs. Like, they're not having any male DJs. Like, they're only hiring females every weekend.
I get them by.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. A couple of the Islamic pages I follow shout out women of all walks of life and religious backgrounds. So it's just like, you know, they got some historical significance. I'm pretty sure they're getting their love. And again, just, you know, I'm pretty sure like Shein and shit like that having a sale. Just regular capitalism shit. Like,
you said regular capitalism shit.
Nah, dead ass.
I'm about to say, but like, that's, I think maybe that's more so my question. Like, for all these months, like, what do they, like, consist of? Because, you know, like, Black History Month is like, what? It's endless sales, it's endless events, it's endless. Part is it's like kind of like, you know, celebrations of culture and of Black culture. So I'm guessing for Women's History Month, it would be for women. So I'm just curious, like, is there anything you find that you like, oh, maybe I should go, I should care about that a bit more. I should want to do that. I should, and, you know, that intrigues me a bit. Or it's just like, hey, it is what it is. It's another month of a holiday that the man has created. That's the vibe.
I like that.
I already knew that's what he was doing. The boy being right every time.
Women though, man.
But shout out to the women.
Shout out to the mothers. You guys are important.
Nah, for sure.
I'm with that.
Shout out to the mothers.
But, you know.
Just the mothers. What about the women? Damn.
Well, shout out to them too. I said shout out to the women at first. Now you're trying to nitpick my women, all right?
Oh, excuse me.
All encompassing.
All encompassing.
I like that.
A woman.
I'm not even going.
I have a question, but I'll leave it.
I wasn't even going to tag it.
No, it had something to do with this subject, but I'm not even going to do that.
This subject of women?
Women's Month.
No, you might as well go. We're here.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope. Not even going to touch that water.
I'm very curious now, so.
I am too.
When we get done now, actually. Well, we can bleep it, but.
Anything can be bleeped. That's just how
it is. If it will, though. And you look at this nigga's face, and he's looking into the camera. And it's just like, depending on the question, he's not bleeping shit.
I don't know. You requested it. You're getting bleeped.
So do transgender?
Honestly, I was gonna ask him, like, was how encompassing was his
voice? Yeah, that's where I was coming from.
I was gonna ask him how encompassing.
I probably wouldn't have anything.
Like, I ain't know if niggas wanted to talk.
Hey,
that's what I said. I ain't know if
the water was right there. I was like,
if niggas really wanted to tackle that. Because I've been seeing niggas talk about it, and you know what? I mean, like, that's not my business. Like, I let women handle that.
So, like, are they letting them get that off?
I don't know.
Every woman who I have seen, there was actually, you know what's actually funny?
I'm telling you that
No. I will tell you, there's this,
I'm telling you right now, Julia. There's not, no. That's why I asked.
Hold on.
Do we have to bleep this? Because we're getting there.
When I said the name Alice Walker, what do you think of?
Alice Walker?
Yeah.
That's a transgender one from DC, right?
No, Color Purple.
Oh, okay.
But she wrote the Color Purple, the original play.
Yeah.
And she recently been in the news.
And she didn't get no love for the film adaptation, did she?
I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't have all that. But apparently recently she got in some hot waters because she offered J.K. Rowling's, like,
oh, what she said?
Real woman, you know. Because you know that's J.K. Rowling's bag. Like this basically the last 4 years is like
J.K. Rowling don't fuck with trans or gay people.
She like, we the real woman. She's like this is my plight. Yeah. So like she be getting out of here like she's really like it's J.K. Rowling's version.
Look at J.K.
And you're just
right.
Right.
He leans right every time.
No nuts. Loved your books. Didn't read them.
Bold of you.
Very bold of you. So Alice Walker apparently got her some heat or some hot water because I didn't see exactly what she said, but basically also, you know, like trans women aren't real women.
Uh-huh.
So she's, you know, well respected. I think the first black woman to win. Black American woman to win a Pulitzer Prize for fiction.
That's
all right. So, for the Color Purple.
That's
all right. So, like, she's, you know, she's pretty much, like, in that notoriety and within the industry. And like I said, on her J.K. So, Mr. Lean Wright.
You say, we know what he said.
We know where Mr. Lean Wright sits. But,
No. Maybe it's to the joke.
Okay, maybe. Do you want to clear it up?
No, you're about to continue. No,
normally people clear up things, but I guess not. I just think that it's interesting because, like, that's not my place, so I let the woman decide. But, like, I always find it interesting when people try to make it, like, a definitive, like, oh, this is how people feel, because then you have the JKs, the Alice, who obviously do not feel that way. Like, and people, and I just always am curious as the idea of, like, there's no discussion to be had, because obviously people who you think who have been claimed to be smart and da-da obviously feel differently. So, like, do these people, like...
Geniuses of their craft.
Of their craft. So, like, I'm just very curious for, like, the woman. Once again, this is not for me. This is for the woman to decide, like...
I wish we had a woman here.
Do they... Because I've seen a lot of women be like, you know, they not fucking with J.K. Rowling no more. She's a bigot. She's all these things. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah, that lines up with what you say about people who tend to say these things. So as long as people are consistent, I'm not really mad. I'm just curious. I wonder, do the ladies, how strong the ladies feel as a whole? And once again, not my place, but shout out to them.
But me personally, though, whatever you say, I'm with you, champ. Put that out there.
I'm super everyone get it how you live.
Yeah. You tell me your pronoun, that's what that called? Adjective? No.
No, it's your pronoun.
Pronoun, okay, thank you.
Actually, is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
To be honest.
You tell me your pronoun.
I feel like people don't really do that in real life. I feel like that's something, like, once again, that's an internet thing.
Oh, brother.
Oh, no. That's what we gotta go to before we get to the other shit.
What?
The Mexican cartel people.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, y'all see the story, right?
Before I even read the story, I already knew what it was, but yes.
All right, so my thing is, there's so many layers to this that I think is... First, there's a healthcare layer.
That's number one.
How, like, no one... Like, I see a lot of people talk a lot of shit about... You know, immigrants coming to America, da 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 da.
But the wealthy people in America are going to third world countries to get.
But, like, the literally at the heart of this issue, if you ever heard, four Americans, black people from America, went to Mexico, went for a treatment of, like, some sort of stomach treatment.
Like a tummy tuck.
And within doing that, got caught up in the Mexican cartel area.
They got caught in a shootout.
Within the Mexican, in a basically Mexican cartel,
that's how heavily, they got fucking kidnapped.
Heavily inspired, heavily guarded area,
walking down the street,
and ultimately two lost their lives, and then four were kidnapped, two lost their lives, and two were brought back. But like I said, to people always talking about like how like
they also turned into kidnappers allegedly.
Yeah, the cartel. We'll get to that part of the story in a tad bit. But no. But the point I just think is why, like, the original issue is that this young lady needed to have a medical procedure, what we've been told. So that's why she went across the border to get it done. Can we pause for a second? In apparently the wealthiest country in the world, your citizens got to go across the border.
We also have one of the shittiest health cases.
Well, that's my whole point. Like, for people,
I'm not even saying we cracked the top 10.
For people to talk about, like, how bad, like, how much, like,
fucking Mozambique probably got better health
care. How many immigrants and all this shit? Like, you literally got people in this country who decided, holy, like, shit, yo, I gotta go to Mexico to go get a procedure done.
Streets telling me they came from South Carolina.
South Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Drove
to Mexico.
Well,
I found this out, y'all.
Yeah, because Texas. Yeah, bro. Why do people keep acting like Mexico is not
South Carolina? Is not though. Like
you're here. Why are you going?
If you go through Texas, which they did.
I mean, they gotta go down and then over.
Okay, but you. Yeah. But you went through,
you gotta get to the border of Texas. Like, that's not like
he did it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. People act like people don't drive across the country all the time.
It was four of them, so they probably did it in one shot.
Five. No, I only saw four.
Fifth one, obviously, that was the chick with the ID that they made.
Oh, yeah, who did it? Yeah.
Saying she's the one that they got from South Carolina. They saying she was supposed to be their translator.
Yeah, that's the part of the story I did see, that she stayed. All right, so basically, they were in Brownsville. They were in Brownsville, Texas. Border, United States. Anyone who's ever, Mexico, yeah. Texas border. Boom, boom, boom. Apparently, the girl did not have her passport, so she could not get into Mexico. So she stayed in Brownsville, which is 15 minutes
outside of the border.
Outside of the border.
Yeah.
And apparently, the dudes went there, got lost. They couldn't translate. Didn't know who to contact. Boom, boom, boom. And that's when all that shit happened. She said. She called them, phones died. It's a lot of things. You should read the story and find all the details for yourself. But my greater point is that let's just say we take the story because O-Matic is,
I don't like knowing this much.
There's questions to be asked. But let's take everything as super face value.
This shit is getting sad now.
This shit is wild.
Let's take everything as super face value.
I'd rather watch a documentary on Netflix about this.
You had to go to literally a third world country to get health care. And I don't think how people, and like, no matter, I think like people have to address the real issue at hand. Like, because that's an issue.
It's not, even if you go to Turkey to get your teeth done, which is also a big thing, I don't think you should have to go there to do it.
Bro, women are going to the DR, all these places.
Yeah. I mean, like, they've been dying there for a while.
To get all types of surgery done. They've been dying
there for like 7 years.
And my thing is like, why doesn't anyone acknowledge the fact that like, yo, if women in this country or people in this country feel like they gotta go out to literally third world countries to have medical procedures, that should say something about the country we live in, right?
Fucking plastic surgery doctors are celebrities now.
Yeah, doctors by Miami and such.
Yeah. Motherfuckers be having their own TV shows, we're like TLC and Bravo, shit like that.
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Barber.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, but
maybe they just do it better there. And so these people want to go to where they
what does that say? What does that say?
I've heard that that's true, though.
Even if that is true.
You want to go to the best person that's available. And maybe I have to go out of country to do that.
But my thing is that, like, all right, let's say I agree to that sentiment. When in the history of the world, do you go to literally a place with lesser facilities? Because not like these people are going, like the city, it wasn't like she was in Mexico, they were in Mexico City. They were literally in.
Yeah, he was in a border town.
In a border town. Like, you're not going to like the top of the top. If that was the case, I agree. But like, okay.
Tijuana. They didn't go to Glasgow.
Man.
What are you saying, dog? I think this was a motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucking shanty town.
I don't know nothing.
I'm just saying, like,
story seems a little
it just
sketch as fuck.
It just makes me very worried, or it makes me like be like, it makes me perking my eyes when I hear like people having to go to literally third world countries to have medical procedures done, and
that shit pisses
me off. Who come from the greatest and the richest country in the world, supposedly.
And South Carolina got a good-ass hospital. Good-ass hospital. They got multiple, because they got multiple universities that specialize in certain health shit.
They were saying they was going there and they was going to come back, but they was like, how you about to get some surgery and then ride back in the same day? I mean, like you ain't all stitched up and shit. Like,
depending on some procedures, you ain't in the hospital.
Definitely, it take longer sometimes. But once again, like,
I think you're getting heart surgery and out the next day, walking out the hospital the next day.
How long is that drive?
It has to be at least 18 hours.
So you know, I'm just saying, like, that was a wild story. So I think before,
because from here to New Orleans is like 13.
They said some of the whatchamacallit, some of the commentary was anti-black. Did you see any of it? Did you agree?
I mean,
I didn't know that, but
I didn't know either.
Till right now.
I don't know why. You didn't know the people who were
black. Like, when I initially heard the story, I didn't know they were black. I later then figured it out when my coworkers told me.
27 hours. Get the fuck out of here.
From South Carolina to...
Get?
Yes!
The fuck?
Like, why do people keep acting like Mexico is that, like... A day trip seems about right?
Nigga, Texas big as fuck.
Yes, that seems about right. Like, I don't
Texas itself is a day.
It doesn't seem like a long, like...
Now, the question is, why are you driving, though? That's my ultimate question.
Because you have to pay for the surgery.
My nigga, fly.
They're coming from South Carolina, my nigga.
Nigga, fly.
Might not have money.
Let's just say, over 1,000 miles. That's gas.
I know people who drove from Chicago to L.A. Like... And that's the thing, like, Mexico is on the border. It's not on the continent.
Chicago to L.A. gotta be at least 8. No, that's gotta be at least 14, 15.
I don't know, but if you don't, I think if you do it straight, it's something, but it's literally a 2-day trip if you stop. So, like, that's what I'm saying. If people do shit like that, driving South Carolina out of Mexico. I
probably definitely drove.
It's not that crazy.
Definitely drove from Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, once you really think about it, people... People drive this continent a lot.
All the time.
Nigga.
Every day.
My drive to Niagara Falls, basically, I drove to Canada, was fucking 8 hours. Literally. It took us 8 hours to drive from here to Canada.
Yeah, it's a drive for them. Off.
14, 16 hours? 18?
Well, Orlando's 12.
No, Orlando's 12. So, if you speak. Depending on where you go. Bro, that's half a road.
Yeah, once you get to the Carolinas, speed limit 85 anyway.
One of them Carolinas was bad.
South.
Probably.
Yeah.
They were like, don't wild out.
North don't care. Just don't go crazy, though.
How they don't care, but don't go crazy?
Because, like, if you, like, say you, like, weaving in and out of traffic, that's how you going crazy. But if you just in your lane, just driving fast,
what is most
and
places?
Then you get over and then get back over, like, you chilling.
Man, that's most places. Yeah, for sure. As long as you're not weaving out, that's how niggas be getting caught.
I can't drive no more like that.
This nigga driving Miami like a dickhead. Oh my god.
The Florida. Took buses to Florida.
How long is the bus trip to
Florida? The bus don't is the 18. Yeah. You know, you stopping and shit.
Yeah.
Because North Carolina ate on the bus. Driving that motherfucker like. We can make 2 stops.
I can't.
On the way to Canada. We do not need to stop here.
Yeah, driving.
We stopping in Mebane.
I drove to Chicago for a once. That shit was like 12 hours. This was pretty good. Listen, driving is only fun when the destination is kind of like within a certain time, within a certain frame.
Or shit on the way.
I can do 3 hours.
Drive?
And I won't be upset.
So basically, NY is where you
stop. In New York, we make me that mad too, man. That's like 4.
Just make sure the traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic is terrible.
So then, where do you drive? Just Philly?
I do that. I really based it off of when I was in Florida, and I would literally drive from Orlando to Miami. And I was like, I can do 3 hours. I'm not mad at this. But... Doing the 10s, the 12s. I'm like, this is stupid, bro.
Yeah.
I had to go to Utah. It's just like 8-9 hours. Mm-hmm. It'd be 11. And it's just like...
Yeah, I went to Hartford once and it's 11 hours.
Like, what is this, man?
Yeah, Connecticut is a... Connecticut is a chill vibe.
I've only been like twice, but it was cool.
That's nice.
I could get more. I could get more Connecticut in my life.
Dude's through Rhode Island.
Yeah, that, listen.
That's where Bob's.
Shannon Ben Stamp. That is the vibe.
She said Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. She was like, they used to drive there from Boston. She says about like 30 to 45, depending on traffic. And she was like, that's where the party is. That's where they be having fun. That's where they turned up. I was like, okay.
That one smells like, wow.
It's a lot of bohemians out there. Mm. A lot of island people out there.
Like, I also heard it's a lot of...
How niggas can get this far north?
How? A lot of niggas. Good
niggas. I also heard it's a lot of Cape Verdeans.
Yeah.
They're in Boston, right?
Yeah, go down in Boston. That's what I was thinking about specifically.
Yeah, I was like, where did that happen? But I fucked with the idea.
So, yeah, y'all niggas heard about the underground railroad, huh?
Not your girl. You heard jokes.
It's freedom when they said.
These niggas being spanked by the 40.
Bro, I looked up. I thought I saw 50.
What is this?
Alright, hold on. So, what I said, all the real shit was in sports. Brother John Morant has had a tough week or two.
Yeah, I guess.
Year?
Yeah, when were they playing the other night? It was one night. I forgot what night it was. But I forgot, some shit started in January. But they put like all that shit.
Huh?
No,
this was from one of the homies, Dre, hooked me up with. No, I saw all, but all that shit was alleged. All that shit was stuff
just like shit. Just piling up.
No, for sure. It's not a good look. There's no denying that.
He's wild.
I'm just mad he had that lawyer's pistol.
Thank you.
Here's my thing.
South Carolina, my nigga.
All right, so here's my John Morant question for everybody. Now that we, because we keep getting information, like, it feels like daily about this nigga in the situation. The latest shit I seen, did y'all see the strip club pictures?
Nope.
Oh, man. Go look it up. The strip club leaked the photos of him in the joint, and my man is having a ball.
I love that.
He's having a ball.
But like, they snitched?
Bro, so this is where I'm going to get. So when we first
got paid.
So when we first found all this shit, when we first found out about this shit, I was like, man, John Morant, you can't be doing shit like that, bro. Like, you wildin', boom, boom, boom. Like, that was stupid, right? Mm-hmm. But then I had to be like, hold on. Let's take a step back. Like, all right, yeah, he was stupid. Mm-hmm. No denying he was stupid. Why you got your gun out? There's no need to.
Like, that be his gun. Please, I hope that's not his gun.
I hope it's not.
I don't think it was his gun.
Why do you have a gun out?
I don't either. Why
do you have a gun out? That's the greater question. Why you got a gun out? You don't need to have a gun out. There's no need for you to
have a gun. You don't need to have a gun, period.
You know, you shouldn't be the one.
With the gun.
If anyone's carrying a gun, it shouldn't be you, Bucko. Like, there's other people who can carry the guns, if guns need to be carried.
And should be carrying the guns if guns are being carried.
But... You know, nonetheless, he's young, for all intents and purposes. So, like...
Yeah, you're like 23, right?
Yeah. And if I've never had $1 million, yet, let alone been 23 with hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. So, I don't want to speak and be
for
like...
For sure, while we get there.
Yeah, for sure. You know? But like, I don't want to, like, pass judgment on somebody like that, because, to me... That's a different type of lifestyle. Like, it's very easy.
I can't relate.
It's very easy to be like, oh yeah, that's stupid. Oh, that's dumb. That's this. That's that. Yeah, because it's you. It's you making. It's, you know, you thinking from your mindset. But like,
He's living in a time where anybody can get it.
You know what I'm saying? And like,
take off that.
You know, and off that. Who? And to be fair, who knows? Like, I know the shit I was doing at 23.
Yeah.
Like, and some of that shit could have got me killed. Like, let's be perfectly frank. So like, I can only, you know, and he seems to be a very
active young man.
For all intents and words. So like, you add all those things together, and shit could get real sticky, bro. Like, so I could maybe understand why that happens. Now, very stupid, shouldn't have done it. Make better decisions. But with this new information with like the strip club releasing all the shit, it makes me realize that, like, bro, the nigga was just having a... He was just too turned.
He was having a ball.
He was just fucking lit.
He be lunching on live.
Bro,
anytime he on live, he be wild.
You see when he was on the joint just crushing the Casamigos, like...
On his way to the All-Star game.
Coping it down, like... Yeah. Because...
On the PJ, where all his folks, endless money... You know what I'm saying?
Playing the NBA young boy, having it. Why? Because...
Having a time.
Because young...
What young niggas do...
That's my whole point. Like, he's a young nigga, so it's very hard
for
me.
The fact that he in the NBA, I feel y'all.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, that's my stance on it. Like, bro, this is a young nigga at the end of the day to me. Like,
and my thing is, stop trying to make these niggas role models for y'all. Like, my thing is that, like, yo, people are like, but what about the kids who look up to John? I'm like, hold on. He's 23.
Nice.
Like, what? That, like, no.
Some of you are grown-ass men critiquing him with pictures with guns.
My thing is, like, I don't even care about that. In what world would you be like, yeah, a 23-year-old? You would never. If you do any, even the most mature 23-year-old you know now, you'd probably be like, okay, you're still 23.
Yeah.
Like, because who thinks a 23-year-old knows anything unless you think that... Because
when you were 23, niggas told you what? You know.
Unless you believe that because he's in a certain situation that the shit he's going through, so then you have to give him some grace. Like, it can't be, oh, he's 23, he's a role model, boom, boom, boom. And then also,
probably
like...
23-year-old knows
also,
he's a role model.
It can't be that. He has to be that. And also, he has to be a role model. It has to be like, yo, we're going to help him learn how to be. We're going to try to show him. Because at 23, he shouldn't be doing that. Like, he should be doing what young adults do. Making mistakes and learning from them. But when your mistakes is in front of literally the whole world to see, that shit gets a little harder, I would assume. Mm-hmm. Like, my mistakes... were for me and my friends and my family. Like, that's who the mistakes were for.
And they were still hard to overcome.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine now having all these mistakes be literally out on Front Street. Like, for the whole world.
And millions of people are critiquing you.
You know?
Just adding you. Daily.
Like, I'm guilty. Like, I was dead ass making jokes about, like, listen, I made endless jokes about...
My only thing was this that little ass pistol. That's the only thing I said about
only problem.
That was the only thing I said about was that little ass pistol. And I left it at that.
That shit made me mad, man.
Bro, I was like, come on, John.
My thing about
you
that
don't
is
get bagged.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga did not do it right.
Y'all crazy, man. My thing about all that is that, like, while I feel what you're saying, like, yeah, once again, young nigga, like, I don't even think he thinking all that way. You know,
he wasn't thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he just in the moment, vibing, bro.
High,
and I feel him.
High, drunk, fucked up.
Because although I may not be having guns or whatever, I be posting on my story, be drunk as shit, and vibing. Let's watch that thing in the morning, like, boy, we was toasted.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm sure, and then I'm sure he was like, oh,
fuck.
Fuck.
He said your word. You had to put it on the fence then instead.
Bro,
hit the wrong button.
Hit the wrong button. I totally believe it, bro. Fuck your main page, what's your fist? That I'm trying to get to know the real you. Like, that's all he was trying to do. Right, he was trying to get y'all to know the real him. Like, he was like, bitch, I'm turned up. Don't play with me. You see what that's all? Bro. My man was spending $50,000 in the club. My guy. Like, I don't know about you.
Didn't I just play?
But,
And they lost.
That might be reason to keep a pistol on you. I don't know about you, mm-hmm. but from my estimation,
I've never had $50,000 in cash.
Like I know niggas who carry like $2,000 in cash and be having pistols on them. Right. So like, mm-hmm. I would just, you know, if I up that by 40 times,
some niggas right now with no money carrying pistols.
You know, I just wanted to keep it in the frame of, you know, necessary reasons. But you know, like that shit is, to me, that shit is, we gotta be honest at least a little bit and be like, yo, we gotta, if we're gonna give grace, we gotta really give grace. You can't half ass, oh, this nigga da da da, he's so stupid. How, like, yes, bad mistake da da da, but like, have we ever considered why? But yeah, like young nigga shit, and I really just feel like we should be a little bit, especially like, yo, just imagine being in the strip club, and a few weeks after the strip club posted all your pictures and all your business of you in the strip, like that's what he's going through, like that's what he's dealing with. So I would just, you know, like nigga should, at least in my opinion, nigga should consider that when, you know,
I want to see these pictures,
having all the jaw discourse they're having, because he in a different ball game than you, my G. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not living the same type of game you're living. And I think we should really acknowledge that when we trying to, you know, really talk about that justice. Also, shout out to the OG, Sean Kemp. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's going to beat that with ease.
I said that.
Stop stealing from people. Like, why y'all keep taking from people and thinking they not going to try to get their stuff back?
I look like that motherfucker sing, didn't he? Y'all saw the video?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't see it? He ain't get fucked. He let that thing ring, Sean.
He was
like, what? What? Bong.
Definitely letting that thing go yabba.
He had a big ass gun, too, because that jump sounded crazy.
You can't see anything, but yeah, you can see a person who looks like a figure that would be him.
Yeah.
And you can hear it. And you can just see pop.
Like that jump echoed. I was like, geez.
So shout out to the OG, because like once again, like stop trying to take from people. Like if you don't try to take from people, we're not even in this situation. So stop being weird. Stop
trying to, like, it's Sean Kemp, bro.
Like what's wrong with
some respect?
Like. If Sean Kemp can't run through the hood in peace, anything sacred? Like, what's good with y'all, man? Look within, buddies. Look within.
Maybe don't respect the OGs no more, man.
Just want to say the New York Post is nasty. This is a nasty,
mm-hmm.
The way they're describing this nigga's actions at the club is crazy.
I'm saying, bro.
I'm going to read one excerpt to just make me close this shit. He said, at the club, the grizzly turned horn dog.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What? Bro.
What?
That's crazy.
They said that?
Bro. That's right here, bro.
The grizzly turned horn dog?
Paying for 4 dancers and bottle service and wolfing down on a jersey busting spread. Man said,
So who wrote this?
Hickory smoked wings, man.
That's all right, though. Where's the strip club at?
Just can't even eat like wings.
Shotgun Willie's.
Denver.
Shotgun Willie's. I said Denver?
Yeah.
Mm. Shot fucking gun Willie's. These pictures are jokes, so I feel it though. Just vibing.
He's upset.
He had some jumps with him on
that. Yeah, bro.
I bet. Shotgun Willie's, you say, huh?
Right.
Denver, Colorado.
I will go.
In a town near you.
Look at your badge, yo.
See? Yeah, that's my guy.
He's locked in.
He's locked in.
He's a horn dog. No way he's a horn dog off that first picture. His hands are by his side.
He's locked in. It's crazy.
Oh, he's locked in.
He was looking down. Definitely looking down.
Hey, yo.
That's a nice view, man. he was paying for that. He's supposed to be attentive.
Whew.
You got to be present when you're paying for stuff.
They call it the grizzly a horn dog. That's crazy.
What model iPhone is that?
13.
So, shout out to whatchamacallit. Shout out to Ja, because I feel like
that's gonna look like that, but
I feel like my boy was just having a good time,
you have a big boy.
And they doing a little too much, and I don't like that.
Oh,
How much conversation? Like, I haven't had a bad conversation with a stripper in a very long time. Like, strippers be having like interesting things to say. Like, even if
I'm not saying me personally ever,
is if even if it's a lot of nonsense, it's an interesting story. Like, you know, even if I know they're lying through the skin of their teeth,
it's always damn entertaining.
It's very entertaining. Like, tell me when you haven't had some good wings in a nice strip club. Like, wings always nice, fries always crisp.
The first time we go to,
you know, like
they say, Java or the steak as well.
I heard come they on, bro. Food in the strip club, but they probably cook that joint to perfection. The joint probably going crazy. Probably had a baked potato.
I'm just saying, like,
you gotta get your mean potatoes out of the game, baby.
If there's no
safety, refuel.
If there's no safety in the strip club, where is it?
Charles. You know what I'm saying? There's some things are sacred.
Like, you can't even enjoy the strip club.
Nigga sent the CCTV screenshot jump.
That man is a father, man. Come on, guys.
All right.
You've been having a little job.
That's so crazy to me, like...
Come on.
Like, yo. The nigga who's a father can't get fit. Like, that's the shit that kills me, like... Yo, just because the nigga's a father, is he...
This nigga's stressed. He just lost.
You know, he been talking cash shit about what he is and ain't gonna do.
In the West. I'm good in the West.
You know, like, he like, yo, I'm trying to relieve some stress.
Clearly not so much.
Can't even... Niggas can't even let him get on, man. That shit crazy.
Denver is like, Jokic is getting to the finals.
Damn.
That's how you
play
politics
and sports, bro.
They can play some second round, though.
Mm-hmm.
They can play some second round, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not be all right.
Whoever played the Warriors in the second round is losing.
Maybe. What else did we need to? Oh, and then Kyrie. Kyrie is back to his ways.
He's not playing tonight.
He's not?
No, him or Luka.
Kyrie seems upset about something.
He has soreness. Kyrie speaking. And then Luka has, I forgot the injury.
Thigh. Thigh, fuck with him.
Thigh contusion, I believe is what was listed. And then Kyrie has some soreness, back soreness or some shit like that. But yeah, I don't know. His live, I've seen clips in the live, Charles, I believe is what you were alluding to. He is upset about something. And then, like,
just seems upset.
You know what I'm saying? May Allah bless him and got him. You know, hopefully Ramadan comes up and he's able to get back on the game, man.
Yeah, Kyrie's issues definitely seem like they're bigger than anything. Like,
yeah.
He seems like he's really upset at like a larger faction of the world. So I hope Kyrie, whatever bothering him, he's able to overcome, because I think, like, once again, I hate that, like, people have to feel like they gotta have shit so public, because, like, yo, I would hate to be, like, Kyrie's our age, he's 31. I would hate to be going through all this life shit. He got two kids. I think he just got, like,
yeah, he's been going through this shit since Duke.
You know what I'm saying? I would hate to be having all this shit so publicly for the world and having people just chime in at every fucking thing I do.
He played 13 games. How was he drafted as number one overall? He was number one overall. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, what? Did you see what the fuck he did in 13 games?
Yeah, just think it's like, once again, it's very easy to sit up here and talk about how, like, these people should or shouldn't do this or that. But when you really look at it, it's like, bro, dudes be living hard, like, dudes be going through shit, bro. Should be stressful, bro.
I don't know what that nigga going through at home.
You know, people be having things that be fucking them up, and they be needing, like,
some good smoke.
They be needing what they need, so always try to, you know, Have some compassion for your brothers, man.
Yes, Charles.
Have some compassion.
Yes. Nah, real shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always want to make a joke out of something, make shit a meme, and it's like, hold on, bro. Like, can we sit back and adjust this as humans? Like, you know what I'm saying? Grant, he's a rich basketball player. I get it. It's funny at times. But it's just like, that nigga's a human at the end of the day, bro. Like, niggas, you don't always want to be the bed every time you going through something and doing something. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you just want to get your shit off. He on lab getting his shit off because he probably feel like he can't talk to nobody else. He don't know who else he could probably confide in, so he just giving that shit to the world.
Fact, bro. Like, and think about that. Think about,
That's kind of crazy.
Right? A nigga in that position feel like he gotta go to live,
yeah,
to get his shit off. Like,
that's wild, bro. And you gonna try and make jokes about this and all this and all that? Like, myself included, because I be doing
facts,
this shit.
Facts.
I be doing this shit. I be saying, I'll be lunching. But it's just like, I say that, like, in a different way. It's like, bro, like, I can't. Like, if this a ummah for real, you know, he's Muslim. So it's just like, this a ummah. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, I'm critiquing you because I care, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, get to the thing, fool. Like, lean towards the law. Like, that's why I was like, I tweeted myself. Like, I got healthy coping mechanisms. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of shit I can't wait for Ramadan to come so I can just stop. Like, just cease. Let my body actually, like, heal. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, spiritually, physically, all of that. So it's just like, that's more so where I be coming from when I be critiquing Kyrie, because it's like, it'd be like that, bro. But it's just like, you focus on what you got, work and the dean, family, dean, family, work. You good. And that's just like, that's what it's just like. I wish you could get back to that, because some things you don't need to talk to humans about. They'll never understand. No matter the human you talk to, whether it be therapy, your wife, father, mother, like, fool, like,
some things humans is not gonna understand. You just gonna have to put your forehead to that floor and get to it.
That's real shit. And people don't wanna hear that. Like, I think people get upset. I think people take that the wrong way. I think people take that like, you're being whatever, like you're being standoffish, you're not being open. But I think that's real. I think certain things people are going to go through, they're going to go through. Like, there's not going to be anything that anybody is going to be able to talk them out of or talk them through, because that's just what it is. Like, you can't...
There's no advice you'll be able to get from the human.
Yeah, this, I mean, and it's just like... And I think that hurts people.
That certain things that you're going through that will satisfy you.
Yeah, I think that hurts people more than they would like to admit. Mm-hmm. And like, sometimes the people who they care so deeply about, they just can't be helped in the way that they want to help. Like, it's kind of crazy because Phone's mom, she said that today. She was like, you can ask and do anything you want so much, but like, your child will be your child's going to do what your child does. And there's not going to be a damn thing that you or anybody can do about it. And that's kind of surreal to think about, right? Like, you can do everything the right way, apparently, and somebody still won't be whoever the fuck they want to be.
Exactly, bro.
So, it's definitely interesting thing to think about, for sure, at least in my opinion.
They're doing you vicious.
No, it really is, like, people don't realize, bro, like, this life shit is a very, it's a very vicious thing, as we say.
Yeah, bro. Like, shit vicious, bro. Like, with Ramadan coming up, I've been trying to just chill, doing certain things, because I've definitely been listening to the whispers of the shaitan. And so, just like, certain shit, just like, why? Like, I know for a fact this is that. You know what I'm saying? I know when I do it the most. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, be missing my cousin, for example. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing I've really been struggling with. Like, losing him. On top of losing grandma, too. But that was back to back. And then it's just like living with cousin and all that. So, you know. But losing my man, I was just like killed for it. And it's just like, I can't go. I'd be at the bar. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? At the work, get to one or two. Nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? But just enough. Take the edge off just to go home, because going home be wild. You know what I'm saying? You should live with the nigga. They live with his mother and his little sister. Yeah, see them right there. That's a different thing, son. You know what I'm saying? So, go home, dad, with it. And that's why I was like, yeah, I can't wait for Ramadan to come, because it's like, I can't talk to nobody about those type of things. Like, that's some shit me and my law gotta get very intimate about. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've been running away from. That's why I've been tweeting about Ramadan like I read, because I was just like, yeah, I can't wait.
Like, when does it start?
21st. The night of the 21st actually starts Ramadan. But the 22nd is the first day of Ramadan. It'll be the first day of fasting.
Couple weeks, you.
10 days.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, let's get into this, you know, pre-Ramadan vibes. What? This is what, Ramadan number 3 or 4?
4.
As this is your 4th one, is there anything new? Has anything changed? Do you feel different going into it?
Yeah, like, you know, last Ramadan had days of makeup, because, you know, the wedding. You know what I'm saying? Consuming alcohol on the day of the wedding, we're doing Ramadan. Trying to, like, crush my whole fasting process beforehand. So I made up the whole month. Later on, some days before, and then I did, like, later on in November before we got to go to Miami for my birthday. So, going into this Ramadan, once again, I had no days to make up under the yuck. So, I'm actually way more focused on this one. Like I told y'all privately, I'll be not smoking either during this Ramadan. Some other shit that I want to do personally that I'm trying to get done as well. But, I'm stopping smoking like weed as well, even when I break my fast, because I don't want to smoke jacks no more. And me being a smoker, I know that just me smoking is going to continue to smoking jacks. So it's like, if I don't do something for 30 days, they say it takes 2 weeks to actually break a habit to continue to do it, and take about 6 months for the urge to stop. And so with this being nicotine, and then me also putting fun on my J's and shit like that, so it's like, it means I need to stop smoking weed and jacks as well. So that's one thing, one of my goals, but I also have a couple personal goals that I'm going to accomplish that between me and Allah, that I made the wall about. So yeah, so inshallah, you know what I'm saying, may Allah guide me to see Ramadan, have a successful Ramadan, and some other things too. I want to get y'all fellas for Eid, you know what I'm saying, everybody involved with the pod, Shirley, y'all, KD, you know what I'm saying, so you know what I'm saying, for Eid, when we do, after we come back and we have a little celebration jump, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to have a feast with my guys on film, so, yeah, and then I'm going to have a gift for y'all then, and get y'all gifts right then, so.
Brother, very happy for you, you know, prayers for you on your journey as,
I appreciate
you,
that,
as you enter the Ramadan season.
Yeah. And then Allah has blessed me in the professional world as well. So it's just like, that's another thing. The reason why I'm very, very focused on this Ramadan, because it's just like, yeah, because I looked out, I kept saying I ain't want it, but you know what I'm saying? It's your time, and then it's Allah's time. And I took this thing running, shorty. So yeah, professionally, I'm doing well. Emotionally, I'm doing way better. And mentally, I'm doing great. So. Financially, boy, I'm telling you, alhamdulillah. So,
yeah, we love to see it.
You know, it's crazy. A year ago, we did the 201 jump with KD, and I said, like I said, what's your jump? What's your focus for this year? I was like, money. And, boom. I stuck to that.
That's it.
Yeah, so, and some other shit that we got personally. Yeah, I just got some goals, so. And some things that we talked about for the pod that I'm trying to do too. So with the money and all this extra shit, it's like, yeah, Ramadan, I ain't gonna be spending no money on the bullshit. So yeah, inshallah, you know what I'm saying? May Allah bless us and guide us, you know what I'm saying? Say guard us and provide us where everything else is at in this world and the hereafter. I mean, and everybody, man, stay safe, feel tired of losing people. Shout out to Foley and her family, man. May Allah safeguard them, bring hearts and minds to ease. And we love y'all from the bottom of our hearts.
No, for real. That's what we said.
And I apologize for not being
whole family. Rest in peace, Timmy.
For sure, for sure.
Justice for Timmy, for sure.
I'm done.
So we turn into a sports podcast now?
Yeah, let's do that.
We
down with the mood enough.
Sure.
It's one thing we're good at.
We are peak NBA season as far as down the stretch. We're about 66 games for most, 66, 65 games for most teams. So about 15, 14 left. Right now, if I said, and give you $1,000, and I'll let you use that $1,000 any way to place as many bets as you want on the NBA Finals, what would you do?
$1,000?
Gave you $1,000, and I told you, you can place as many bets, as many ways as you want on the NBA Finals. What would you do?
Okay. I'm going to put $200 on Dallas and Celtics. I'm going to put $100 on that.
I'm going to put $100 on the Celtics versus Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, in the Finals. Okay. I'm going to have Giannis. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even know the rankings in the West right now. Who's number one?
Denver.
Who's number two?
Clusterfuck.
Sacramento, Memphis.
It changes every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Sacramento and Memphis are 2 and 3.
Okay. I'll go Giannis and Joker. I'll put 200 on that. So I'm at 300 right now.
Okay. I like that.
Celtics Kings.
Ooh.
I'm put 300 on that. Just as that's a little sleepy gem.
Free money.
Yeah, a little sleepy gem. You know what I'm saying? Just in case I do have it, I do make it. Because I really like them. I like what Sabonis and De'Aaron are doing right now. No, yeah, Charles, I know his name. Yeah, I know their names. Because I was watching the highlights earlier today. Where am I? 600 right now. All right, so let me get the. Warriors and Celtics to run that thing back.
Mm.
Let me get the 200 on that. So okay. We at 8. What's the top 3 in the East?
Celtics. Well, as of today, Bucks, Celtics, Sixers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let me get where am I? 800.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the last 2
mm-hmm.
for Denver and Sixers.
Ooh, big man.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I like that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Omatic, will you participate?
This man said props.
I gave you $1,000 any way you would like on NBA Finals.
Yeah, I really can't call it right now, man.
The West is blowing me because the last time I checked, the fucking Kings were second. Now they're, I mean, they were third. Now they're second. The fucking Warriors were fourth. Now they're probably like 6th. So it's like, I don't know anything about the West right now.
If you give me the K, I'm definitely getting the Bucks Nuggets off just because why not? Or probably do the Celtics Nuggets as well.
How much you putting down though?
I don't know. No idea.
Okay, just give us the games.
That's where I'm at right now.
All
right. If you're giving me the bread, play that. And I don't know, I'll do some other shit after that because I don't think the Nuggets win it. And yeah, like,
I don't know who the fuck else will win it for a reason.
I don't fucking
know. I just gave you matchup.
I'm just trying to tell you, I like what you did there. So for me personally, I think it's pretty simple for me. I'm going Sixers, Sixers Warriors 250.
Ooh, I like that.
Sixers.
Sixers-Warriors?
Sixers-Warriors?
I
don't know who's going to win that. I wouldn't
tell. Sixers?
Stuck in the know. He goes to Sixers? He got to
make
the first. Who's the Sixers? I don't
believe in the Nuggets at all.
So, fuck it.
Sixers?
Sixers, Suns. Yeah. I can't believe. Sixers, Suns, 150. Then Bucks.
2 at 4 right now.
Yeah. Bucks. Oh my god, the West is so nasty. Bucks, so Warriors.
The West is the muckiest shit ever.
100.
This is like
Bucks and who?
Warriors, 100. Bucks. Suns. 250.
I would hate
I'm
that.
At 750.
Yeah.
100. I'm
going to
do
that,
Celtics.
Hit the
I'm going to do Celtics. I can't believe I'm saying this. Celtics Grizzlies. 100.
Hey, Dylan.
All right. 850.
All right for Dylan.
And then my last 150. Actually, I'm going to split this up into 275s. So 175 is going to be Celtics.
Charles Lays be crazy.
Celtics Suns. And then
like
Sixers. Sixers Kings. Because I love Mook's idea of the Kings being in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And why not make a run? If you're going to make a run, why not make a run?
You hear me?
So that will be my $1,000.
It would be crazy. Because them young boys are definitely going to treat them other guys like they are Nathaniel.
You got anything else for us on that?
Shirley, want to get in on this action?
I'm taking... All the matchups actually sounded real good. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. These top threes.
That's all I wanted with the top three, because anything else can... All that shit can change in, like, 2 weeks, bro.
And it will.
I'm taking 100 on Bucks Celtics.
Okay.
I'm taking 200 on Suns Celtics. Mm. I'm taking another one on I'll take one on Grizzlies and Sixers. I'll take one on Grizzly Sixers just to shake it up. So that's four.
Yeah.
200 on...
Can't fuck with the Sixers.
Can't fuck with the Grizzlies.
Nah, you know, I gotta throw one in there. Yeah, you know.
I love the Hawks.
I'll take 200 on Kings and Celtics. All right, six. I'll take 200 on Suns. Bucks, if I can get that one off already. And, well, if I
think that was your first one.
Then Suns, Celtics, Tatum, Durant. And then, I think I'm at eight. I'll take another 200 on Embiid, and I'll go
like NBA Joker.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that. I can see that happening. I don't know if the Nuggets gonna win, but I can see that happening.
The Nuggets are weird to me because
they're
one of those teams where when I look at them on paper, I'm like, oh, this works very well.
And I watch them play and it's just like, are y'all good?
And then I watch them lose to the Spurs and I'm just like...
Oh, they lost it again?
Yes.
And I'm like, is this the...
I've seen the Rockets.
No, because you know what I believe about the NBA? Like, the NBA just started like 2 weeks ago.
I seen the Rockets play them.
So is and they lost to the they lost the game before the Spurs to another team that isn't good.
Like,
and it makes me think
Indiana.
Like,
but Indiana's not terrible.
Yeah.
No, it was worth it.
They got a bunch of just
they winning games that's going points.
Long story short is that they lost some games where it really made me question like
validity.
Like what's really good? Like are they losing these games because this is the dog days of the NBA, and they're just tired, and they don't want to give, or are they really just a team that
was Murray back?
Yeah,
everyone's there.
They're
no one's there's no excuses now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like,
Nico Maddox said yes.
Oh, I don't like Murray. Bro dropped 27 and then just dropped 12 the next game. It's like, bro, but that's just Nugget ball. They just be playing weird. Bro.
Yeah, and that's what
they're
I'm saying.
Weird ball.
And my thing about that is that type of basketball going to... Like, bro, I've been watching basketball...
In the playoffs every game?
I can be
that's
honest
with you. That's about the fucking Mavs.
But at least for what it's worth, I seen them go to the NBA Finals last year off the strength of the fact... I mean, the Western College Finals off the strength of the fact that Luka just was like, y'all going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I know about basketball.
Oh, yeah, in playoff time, it's just like, yeah,
I've known that about basketball my whole life, that... At any given point, one dude can just be like, yo, I'm going to be the guy.
I think it's all about the chemistry between Luka and Kyrie.
I don't think it's there. They ain't playing enough yet.
I mean, I don't really think that's a big deal because...
They play a lot of ISO.
that's why it works.
A lot of teams do that. Like, I mean, recently, at least. Like, we've seen the Warriors go to that at the end. Like, I'm not saying that was the Warriors' offense. Please, no one. But I'm saying, you saw at very key moments when during the Kevin Durant Warriors where Steph or KD would go into ISO mode and try to get buckets because they were just like, that's what we needed to do. So I think Jason Kidd can draw up some better offenses earlier in games to get them into some, you know, better sets and things of that nature. But ultimately, like, I don't see it being this thing where they just can't get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't seem like something to me. doesn't seem like a real issue. It's in my mind.
Get what done? A chip?
Play together. Because my thing about...
I don't think they're the problem at all.
Well, here's my thing about a ship. Defense. Not every team is... Like, only one team can win a ship. So it's like... They just got to the Western Conference Finals the year before. All right, you expect them, what, to get back? That one time, the Portland Trail Blazers got to the Western Conference Finals in 2019, have they been to the close since?
I don't think so.
So it's just like, and people, every time people talk about Dame, they want to be like, well, Dame's not, well, okay, well, then... It can't only be about, like, when it has to be about multiple things, right? It has to be about being a good regular season team, having a decent culture as an organization, all that good shit, right? So for me, when I look around, these niggas play, like, 10 games together. Like, let's give them, like, you know, some time to maybe try to get this shit right, and then let's see what's going on. Let's see if they're really... If this is something that is sustainable, can it work? What, you know, all that good shit. But right now, I think it's too early to just be like, hey, this is that or this is this. I think it's a little bit more complex as far as how that team looks and how that team functions, especially with those two guys.
Get that shit together.
KD to the Suns, he's hurt again. They done.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole point, right? Like, you traded away.
Is he coming back for the finals? I mean, for the playoffs, or at least the beginning of it.
I mean, if he playing, then you know, availability is the key thing.
I think the KD thing is hilarious to me because KD has been on the Thunder, the Warriors, the Nets, and now the Suns. The only two championships he has is with the Warriors. It's not like KD is an automatic championship. No. You know, it's like, you know, you like, it's just like you can't even be like KD, you just pencil KD in and you go into the finals. Like, there's a lot of things that have to, like, there's things that have to work around, like most basketball players. Like, that's how basketball, we're like, very few basketball players.
He's been in the finals since he left.
Yeah, most basketball, like, even Kawhi, like, for what it's worth, Kawhi been to a Western Conference Finals in L.A. Like, and he been hurt and shit, too. So, like, you know, but, like, he's at least gotten them to, like, the pinnacle to be like, oh, we got a chance to maybe get to the finals. Can't say that about KD. Outside of with the Warriors and the Thunder. That shit was just a whole implosion. So I guess now we'll get to see if, like, that was just an outlier. And that says more about what Brooklyn got going on as an organization. But as of right now, I think the jury is still out. Like, he would really need to, like, do something crazy with the Suns to validate all this other nonsense.
The one game I did see him play with the Suns, I like the way he played that. Like, I like the way he was involved in the offense.
When have you ever watched KD play basketball and not like the way he played?
Too sure.
Like, that's my one thing about Kevin Durant and some of the conversation around him. It's like...
But, like, I mean, like, it's just like, he's just like, I don't gotta take over. With the Brooklyn shit, it was just like, oh, all right. Like,
no, I definitely feel
that. But, like, with Phoenix, it's more so like, oh, yeah. It's more so the Warriors type basketball style he was playing. Just like, oh yeah, I'm in the offense. I'm not the offense.
It was him, Kyrie, and him, Kyrie, and Harden in Brooklyn. He didn't have to be the guy, bro. He was chilling.
But how many times did them niggas play together?
13.
Famously. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't even play together on paper, like Charles said earlier. You see it, it's just like, oh yeah. All them niggas didn't even play together. Like, niggas was just hurt and missing time, a bunch of other shit. So just like, yeah, Harden was pushing his way out anyway.
I don't really know how I feel about the whole KD time in
Brooklyn.
Yeah, because it's just like, weird. It's weird because it's just like, will we ever actually know, like, what the fuck was going on?
I would hope someone told us. DiVincenzo started.
So, like, unless we ever find out, it's just, like, whatever.
New NBA.
Type shit, bro. Like, what are we gonna do? Last thing I want to hit on the sports front, fucking Lamar Jackson.
I knew it.
Bro, these niggas need to stop playing and pay Lamar.
Yeah, Baltimore.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't pay Lamar.
I don't know, bro.
Like, when I look around, like, what other, not like what other options, but really, like, what other options do you really have? Like, if you don't pay him, what are you going to do?
Snoop.
Trade up in the league. Trade up.
Huntley?
Well, yeah, that's obviously their, that's what they're banking on at this point. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just,
niggas are wild, bro.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Pro Bowler Snoop Huntley, man. Gotta put some respect on him.
I fuck with that, but no. God bless.
Bro. That's next in line in Baltimore when Lamar rolls.
And you're stamping that he's leaving?
I think so, bro. I think he's out of
it. I don't know if he's leaving, but I could see a team signing this man.
Who's going to send the two first?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. I want to know who's going to send the two first.
I think people will send the two first.
Bro, Lamar was an MVP. Like, to me, it's kind of crazy, like, the idea that, like, oh, we...
It might be in Green Bay.
Shit, they don't do shit like that. Yeah. But, like...
They won't.
Y'all better let Aaron walk.
Yeah, for Jordan Love. Like, there's a whole purpose right here. Like, it's a whole
game. Yeah. Like, this is what we do here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So...
The GM definitely said that. He was like, Brian had a good career here. Aaron had a great career here.
No, that's just the vibe over there. For better or for worse, type shit.
Okay.
What I really think about it, Lamar, like, when I watch the Ravens, tell me who's the skill position player that you're just like, oh my God.
Lamar Jackson.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he is literally everything to that whole team. The offense, the everything. And it just baffles me that a team like that would just be like, all right, fuck it. Now, like, I ain't seen Lamar play.
Ozzie would have been the guy that's done.
But it just really baffles me because when I look around, like, he don't got an Amari Cooper. He don't got any of these, like, players that these other dudes got. And it's like, yo, what are we talking about here? Like, it really kind of disturbs me that the dude who, like, plays with the least weapons in the most violent sport and puts his body on the line the most out here getting treated like...
Can't be compensated.
Like, yeah, like, he's doing... Like the NFL is doing him charity work. Like, that's the thing that kind of upsets me. It's like,
man, I'm doing y'all favor.
Like, he's the one who's doing Baltimore the favor. He's the one who's putting his body on the line for this organization who ain't giving him no fucking respect.
Not just Baltimore, but he's doing the NFL a favor. Just like, bro, what? Niggas come to see me no matter where I'm at.
Yeah, he's box office
niggas,
type shit.
Niggas tune in to see me play no matter what time I'm playing.
He's box office.
No matter who I'm playing. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I would not deny that. I would not deny that. Like,
fantasy football draft pick shit, all that. Mm-hmm. Your fantasy football shows that y'all love to promote, who they talking about?
You talking about
him? I'm not just a quarterback pick. Like, I'm a player pick in fantasy because I run the ball as well. Like, come on, fool. Like, he's doing football a vicious service. Compensate that, man.
I just think they really gotta look within because it's just like
paying back.
I think in particular Baltimore has to look
pissed off.
It's just like
pissed off.
Because Baltimore really brought about, like, just like the city of Baltimore. That. What, he's a lifer?
Yeah, he's talking about Dak.
He's a lifer. You ain't fucking with Dak being a lifer?
No. I need y'all to bring Kirk Cousins back.
Why aren't you fucking with Dak being a lifer?
No, I'm not fucking with it.
Oh, you're not fucking with
it. How many fans are not fucking with him being a lifer?
I'm just fucking with him, period.
When do y'all, you know?
I've been fucking with him since we drafted him. I've been very consistent on my stance.
I think Dak gets a bad rap because I don't think Dak...
I don't think he's bad.
Yeah, that's my thing. I think Dak is good for what he does. So, like...
It's not good enough.
For me, it's hard to be like... Dak should... You know, like, Dak... We should be doing this or that with Dak because...
He never did that.
Yeah, like... It seems weird to be expecting something from a dude who... He's been pretty consistent his whole career and the type of way he plays, you know, who the type of player he is. Not like Dak woke up one day and was like, oh, I'm about to be like this. Like, Dak has kind of always been the way he's been. Or am I wrong about that? Like, it seems like people have...
He hasn't changed since.
Yeah, it seems like people have decided...
Whatever fucking school he went to in SEC, that wasn't Bama or LSU.
It seems like people have decided something about Dak that isn't true to him and are now upset that he hasn't brought it through. Like, Dak stopped running a long time ago. Like, I ain't seen Dak run since, like, 2017. We in year 2023 now.
Consistently.
Like, he ain't run since, like, the second year. Like, so for me, it's like, who is this Dak Prescott that y'all think is just going to be here doing all these things that apparently he's supposed to be have done, been doing.
Better than 3 months for that motherfucking Dak stop playing me.
Yeah, I just don't get it. And last but not least,
someone needs a fucking score.
I want to go back to the NBA because this is my last topic because we didn't even get to it and this is probably the most important thing. The Jokic MVP shit.
What about it?
You think, so you saw like the MVP bias. Yeah.
Basically, that's what you're about to talk about.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Are you vibing or no?
With what Perk said?
Yeah.
I actually didn't press play, what did he say?
I think it's some truth to it. Jam and JJ Redick got into it.
He said basically that there's a bias towards white players, in particular European players, when it comes to MVP voters. That they have a bias towards them.
And not only are
basically grading them on a lower scale, less critique, less criticism than.
But Dirk went crazy that year.
This is my issue.
Individually, like, Dirk went nuts that year. Jokic be going crazy, but I definitely think Embiid should be MVP this year.
Here's my thing about Jokic.
There's some other niggas that
voted. And the MVP award in a nutshell. They move the criteria all the time. Like, they move it all the fucking time. Sometimes it's about this, sometimes it's about that, sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. So as someone who, like, if you looking at it just from, like, strictly, like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, yo, how can y'all decide just arbitrarily, it seems like, the criteria for this award? And if you do that, then I can see how people could say, like, yo, there got to be some bias here because sometimes y'all telling me it's the nigga who's the best at the sport. Sometimes you're telling me it's the nigga who's on the best team. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're telling me it's the nigga who did the most with the least. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're telling me it's someone who did something historic.
Which was Dirk that year that he won it. He did the most with the least.
Well, see, that's the issue at hand, so.
Yeah.
When you got all these different criteria.
He got swept in the first round by the Warriors, but hey.
I mean, when you got all these different criteria, it's very easy for people to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, how can I judge this if.
He himself said he shouldn't have won the MVP, though.
But that's the thing, like, MVP, once you give something to someone, what is that, how is that Dirk's fault? Like, Is it his fault that they voted for him?
No.
And I think this is the issue with Jokic. Like, I think the people, first of all, we live in a racist country. Like, we would all agree that, right? Yeah. So if we live in a racist country, why wouldn't there be certain bias? Like, why would NBA voters?
I'm pretty sure Luke. This shit about to happen with Luke in like another team.
But my thing is that if everybody admits
that shit with Luke about to piss everybody.
But my thing about this, if everybody admits that we live in a like a racist or biased society, why would basketball
be any
different? Why would the people who cover that sport somehow be like the one benevolent group of white people in society? In a society of racist people, why would the NBA basketball people who cover it just
have a G commissioner, Charles?
That's so whack. Like that notion that,
like I said, that
that notion that for some reason, like
full circle, baby,
they care more or will care more is just like so weird to me.
Be like that.
Yeah, the thought of his mind, but he get done coughing, he's gonna say that motherfucker too.
And I just ran the wrong pipe.
Okay.
But ultimately,
see,
I think Jokic is suffering from the fact that there's a lot of people who just are doing the most. And since they're doing the most, he's getting a bad rap. Like since they're doing so much, he ends up looking bad in the situation. And it's like, damn.
And he's a victim.
Yeah, like Jokic, that is a victim. Because, like...
And I don't be saying white man victims.
He out here just trying to get buckets, mind his fucking business.
Like, I don't be saying white men just be victims.
And all these people just keep trying to use him for these weird-ass agendas, like, to push, like, this is the proper way to play. You know, like, it's... And that's the thing, like, they say little shit like that, and it's just like... How else you think people supposed to... look at it and take what you say into account, like, oh, Jokic, da da da, this and that. Like, people have, I think, only one way but to take it. Be somewhat offended, in my opinion.
Finally. 6 minutes. I'm trying to get another bucket.
But, any other takes we gotta get out of here before we leave?
The Kings are really good basketball. I didn't know how much good basketball they really were, but they really are. I still believe in Portland for some reason.
Like that they'll make the playoffs?
They'll make the playoffs. I believe I said that. That was my thing initially, that they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, I like Portland. I think Portland's a good team.
Yeah, I do too.
Tough loss on Friday.
Tell me.
Oh, I mean, but like MVP, right?
Well, I mean, prior, he was up like 13 or some shit.
But that's what happens when you play the MVP, buddy. Yeah.
Well, that gotta be better.
Yeah, that's true.
Make a point. Don't be in this situation. Whatever, though.
Too sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Just to carry a take. Not to carry it, but I'm very disappointed. I was riding for Luka all year.
To be MVP?
And that's clipped.
I didn't even know that, like, when I found out that these niggas weren't playing tonight, I was like, what?
Yeah, Luke Ben had the fucking thigh. It's just been getting worse.
No, yeah, I've heard about it, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, niggas was talking Kyrie all day. I thought he was playing
tonight. Yeah, I thought Kyrie was going to play today.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You're without both of them. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, what? Both of these niggas not playing tonight? About to lose by, like, 13.
If not more.
I think they're upright.
No,
down 7.
We're on pace, baby.
We're on pace. We're good. We're good to go. Anybody, kids? Nothing else? All right, kids. See you later.
Happy International Women's Month, man.
Yes. Shout out to the baddies.
Always. And the uglies.